Tim Iman had a pretty good election day on Tuesday. Iman's the prolific sponsor of anti-tax initiatives, and in his latest initiative, I-1366, it won 53% of the vote. Well, the initiative would force state legislators to either cut sales tax by a penny on the dollar or send to voters a constitutional amendment that would make it much harder to increase taxes. It would require a two-thirds majority of the legislature to raise taxes. David Hyde asked Iman, how did it feel to see those results?
Obviously, we're incredibly happy because it's a huge victory for taxpayers. I mean, it's the sixth time the voters have overwhelmingly voted for a measure to make it tougher to raise taxes. And it is a clear message to Olympia that we want to have a chance to vote on a two-thirds for taxes constitutional amendment. It wasn't just that we were elated by the vote, we were relieved by it, because when the voters vote for something five times, you kind of hope that they're willing to go for it for the sixth time, but you never know until it actually comes in.
Tim, as I understand it, this measure would either cut the sales tax or require a two-thirds legislative majority to pass any future tax increase. So that's this two-thirds part, of course, has passed before as 1185 most recently. But 2 years ago, the state Supreme Court struck it down as unconstitutional. So now you're proposing that we change the Constitution itself, and it looks like the voters are with you on that. Why did you want this so badly?
Well, it's because the voters have voted for it over and over and over again. I mean, you're talking about a 22-year tug of war the voters have had when it comes to this policy. The voters vote for it, it works for a couple of years, the legislature takes it away. The voters reinstate it, works for a couple of years, legislature takes it away. It is a 22-year tug of war, and we want to give the voters the chance to make the final pull of the rope.
And as you know, opponents of the measure have basically said, look, this is going to remove billions of dollars from the state budget, and that's at a time where we're under this McCleary Supreme Court decision to pay for basic education. We've got to pay for roads, we've got to pay for schools, we've got to pay for health care. What if the voters are saying two things, that they want the state to pay for stuff like education, like roads, but they also don't want to pay taxes?
Well, I think it's very clear the voters last night okayed quite a few tax increases at the ballot box. There was higher taxes in Seattle. There was a higher tax authorized by voters in Snohomish. What they're talking about is having a greater voice in these decisions. What the voters have said over and over again is we want to make it tougher to raise taxes. If the legislature is going to do it unilaterally and not allow the people to have a voice in the decision, they want to have a broad legislative consensus that that was the last option. But whenever they can't get a two-thirds vote, they can put, with a simple majority vote, any tax increase they want on the ballot and convince the voters that it's necessary, and all they need is a simple majority vote. The voters are demanding a voice in their government. What's wrong with that?
Is it fair to say you're not a fan of taxes?
I think it's fair to say that there's no decision the government makes that has a greater impact on our lives is their power to be able to take money from the taxpayers against their will. And that kind of decision, that awesome power, needs to be done as a last resort and not a first response.
Tim Iman, I'm not the first one. I've got to ask this question, though. You're currently being investigated by a state ethics commission. The accusation is that you've illegally profited from your work with initiatives. I'm wondering just how it feels to have a victory like this amidst that investigation.
Well, for 16 years, our opponents have tried to bring up stuff and say he's a watch salesman from Uncle Tio, he went to Wazoo, he's married with three kids. I mean, they've always thrown irrelevant crap at me for 16 years, and what we do is stay totally focused on the initiatives themselves. I spent very little of my time ever defending myself because I figure, what's the point? And at the end of the day, the voters care about the issues that we're promoting. That's all I'm going to talk about because that's what the voters want to hear. They don't care about the soap opera. What they care about are the policies that are in the initiative. And last night, there was an advisory vote on the gas tax. And two-thirds of the voters, 65% of them, rejected the massive transportation tax increases that were passed by this legislature. I think voters are a tad more concerned about a $16 billion tax increase than they are anything about me.
Tim Iman sponsored Initiative 1366 that calls for an amendment to the Washington State Constitution to require a two-thirds majority to raise any new taxes. The sixth time this has gone to the ballot, Iman talked with David Hyde.